This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, everybody. We're back for another episode of 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Rita Reimers. I am a certified cat behavior trainer. And boy, we have a treat for you today. I'm not going to tell you who it is till we come back from these messages.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on Pet Life Radio with 19 Cats and Counting. Again, I'm your host, Rita Reimers. I'm here with Lisa Schoenhorn, who is an awesome, very dynamic person. She's into a lot of things, but for the most part, she's a healer. But there's a lot more to what she does. I'll let her explain it all. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. Yeah, this is really exciting to be part of this because, you know, not a lot of people really talk about cats and their influence on your life. I know I had some really special cats in my life, and Siamese, and I had a black cat that literally would wrap himself around my neck when I slept or when I first got married. He hated my husband, and I should have listened to him.
You know, pets are a great judge of character, I'll tell you that.
Yes, they are.
My sweetie pie goes that. She wraps herself around, and I have 16 cats. As people who listen know, I'm down to 16. If any other cat comes around when she's in that position, she smacks them. Otherwise, she gets along with them. But she has full possession of me. So if I ever do remarry or anything, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yep. They have to be cat lovers.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do. You know, our own health is so important. Our mental balance.
Yes.
For interacting with our animals, too, because cats especially are empaths, and they'll take on our fears, how we're feeling about the world. Tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Right. Well, it started when I was about 38 years old. I had a nervous breakdown, and I didn't want to be here anymore.
And I can relate to that.
And it stemmed from when I was a young child, I had learning disabilities that went undiagnosed. And so I was probably about 6 years old or 5 years old. I was in kindergarten. Everyone was beginning to learn their letters and their numbers and start to read, and I couldn't. And I spent every summer in summer school. And if you don't have that foundation of reading, how are you going to get through school? So every summer was in summer school, and I was a very below average student. And I remember thinking to myself, and I was always told, you'll never amount to anything. You'll have to get married and be taken care of because you won't be able to, you know, really do anything. So I had very low self-esteem. I was able to go on to college, and I did get married young and had two beautiful children. And then by the time I was 38, I had that breakdown. People were talking. I was going to therapy 2 to 3 times a week, and no one was helping me.
I understand that too.
Yeah. And so finally someone suggested a hypnotist. And I was like, a hypno what? And I started laughing and I said, you know what? I've got nothing to lose because nothing is helping right now.
So what is that exactly?
So what happens is most people perceive hypnosis, hypnotists are the stage hypnotists that make people quack like a duck and do all those things. So as a matter of fact, I've gotten out of jury duty and the crossing the Canadian border because I live near the border in Vermont by saying, are you hypnotizing me now? I'm like, I could be. Let me go.
Hilarious.
So people are really afraid. And what I like to say is hypnosis, if you've ever driven and missed an exit because you were daydreaming, that's all the state is. So I can't make anyone do anything they don't want to do. Now, from the work that I do is you're in a relaxed state, that state in between being asleep and awake. You have complete control over what you want to say. But what I'm doing is I'm talking to your higher self. So you have your conscious mind, your ego, and then you have your subconscious mind that stores all the memories and remembers everything. So we're talking to that part of you. And so that's okay. Why it's so fascinating, because I can talk to someone and say, take me to the root cause of your depression, and boom, we might go to 2 years old. Or here's something else that's really fascinating. We carry inherited trauma. So you can inherit pain and trauma and experiences from your great-great-grandparent.
Yeah, I read that. I started reading one of your books.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I was fascinated because it's the same with cats, probably dogs too. Just like crows inherit,
yeah,
you know, their grudges. Cats will inherit, especially if they're born of a feral cat, they'll inherit those fears.
Yes. As a matter of fact, they started out doing studies, it's called epigenetics, with mice, where they would give them a little bit of a shock every time they smelled something. Their grandchildren, without getting the shock, they'd smell and they'd run. So this is inherited in our dogs, our cats, all the animals, because it's also, you know, part of our evolution, because we learn and that gets passed down. So we get the good and the not so good. So through hypnosis, I've learned to work through and help people go back through generations and release that going through their lives. So if you have patterns or you see certain patterns in your family, physical, mental, emotional, those kinds of things, it could be something that has been inherited.
Yeah, I can see that looking back at some of my roots. I can see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
So that's something that I started looking into as well, because people will go to therapy for years. There's no way to access that. And there's a book by Dr. Mark Wallman, It Didn't Start With You, where he talks about one of his patients that came to him and had been depressed her entire life. And she used the term, I want to incinerate myself. And he was like, that's not a term that people use.
That's very specific.
Yeah. And so he asked her, did you have a family member in the Holocaust? And she said, yes, our grandmother had. So she had inherited the unprocessed pain.
Uh-huh.
So these are things to be mindful with your pets, as well as you and your family members. So when you clear it in you, you stop that for your whole line, your lineage.
I don't have children, but there were certain things in my family that I didn't want to pass down if I had children. So I definitely can see that. My grandmother was from Czechoslovakia. You know, she came over here. She was 7 when she came over here. But she talked a lot about fear. And she was right on the border of Czechoslovakia, Hungary. And I think a lot of that fear went through to my mom. And I've got it too. So there's a lot of times when I'm afraid and I don't know why.
Right.
I'm afraid to do something. I think that's where it comes from.
Exactly. So we can release that very easily, and we go through and we clear for the ancestors as well. So at a soul level, an energetic level, you're clearing for your ancestors as well as your descendants.
That's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Definitely. So I've been involved in working with people, you know, through the ancestral work and then traumas and belief systems that we've had throughout our lives in our current lifetime as well. So we can go back and release things that, because when we have belief systems, when something happens, let's say someone does something to hurt you, and then you make this belief system, I can't trust. And now you see the world through the lens. Now you've got a new pair of glasses. I can't trust anyone. And what happens? The world mirrors back to you all these people you can't trust until you heal it. When you heal that, you start to attract people that you can trust.
That's what I need, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what everybody needs, I think.
It is.
So you help people identify where the trauma came from and then also how to heal it.
And heal it.
I love that.
And then about a year ago, I started doing something called quantum healing. And this came to me, and there are people who had physical, mental, emotional, spiritual issues. And so I started going into this state where I go into this meditative state and I can see them in my mind's eye and start doing this healing. And I started doing it for people's pets too. So when I do it, I ask them to bring their animals in the room. Now, animals are very sensitive, so I'll have them leave the door open. That way, if they want to leave, they can leave if it's too much for them.
That's too much for them, yeah.
Right, because they're very sensitive. But I've helped animals and people either, you know, relieve some issues that are going on, but also if it's their time to help them pass in a more gentle way, if that makes sense.
I wish I'd known about this when my Oliver passed away a few weeks ago, but I've got another kitty that I think, I've got four I'm probably going to lose this year, all the senior cats. And it's hard on the cat, it's hard on the person too. And would you think maybe some of the past trauma affects how you handle death as well?
It can be, sure. It all depends on your perspective. And the other things that cats and dogs love to do, and that's part of their contract with us, is they will take on your own physical issues. And I remember my past two dogs, I'd be at the vet and they would start to, I have this one vet who's a Chinese medicine. He does Chinese medicine. He also does chiropractic and acupuncture.
Well, I just had a guy on the show that does acupuncture. I love it.
It's fantastic. And so I would laugh because he would give me the animals, like this is their yin and their yang and all of these things. And I'm like, that's the same thing that I am. Like they would have thyroid.
They imprint.
Yeah.
You imprint on them.
So they do. They take from us. They totally
I believe
take
that.
From us.
I can see that. And, you know, when my mom and dad, my audience knows, my parents both passed away this past winter, 5 weeks apart. And I could see my cats taking on some of my emotional burden. And they would all surround me and, you know, lay on me and try to make me feel better.
That's what they do. And they also, their chakras run reverse. For people who don't know what a chakra is, it's an energy center that we have. We have many of them. Most people talk about the major seven ones that we have, and ours run clockwise. Cats run counterclockwise.
Oh, bizarre.
Yeah.
And how does that affect? Does it affect us differently? Or
they will pull.
Explain the difference.
They will pull and draw from us, right? Mm-hmm. They'll pull. They also, there was a cat that I read a story about years ago who could detect, they had this cat in a nursing home and could detect when a person was going to pass.
I read about that.
Yeah, and the cat would jump on that person and help them pass. So the nurses all knew when that cat was on someone to be prepared, they would notify the family members.
You see the cat in your doorway, get out, get out, get out. Go, go, go.
Yeah, no, cats are very interesting. They can also see interdimensionally. So they can see spirits.
You know, it's funny. I really believe in the spiritual world. And there's a lot of, in my family, a lot of people have experienced it. And there's times when I see my cat looking at something. And I'm like, what are you looking at? Is it mom? Is it dad? Who's here? And I know somebody's here.
Yes. Yeah. So they can absolutely see that. So it's been a really interesting ride in working with, you know, people and animals and just in general. And I have a friend who's an animal communicator and healer, Michelle Lowry. She and I work together. She's in New Hampshire, but she works in the distance.
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, she's amazing. And one of the things that we used to do is we would work together. And even though she was a healer, she heals animals. She would say to me, you know, such and such dog or such and such cat just requested a healing from you. For some reason, the work that I do, because it impacts the blood, you can see we've done tests with doctors, some naturopathic doctors, where we check and specialists who work with something called live blood analysis or dark field microscopy, where we could see people's blood. I haven't done it with animals. So it's
more
anecdotal.
Was that those photos you were showing me early? You want to show those?
Yeah.
They showed up pretty well when you...
Okay. So...
Excuse me. I've got a lot of cat hair on my nose right now.
So let's see if we can go up here. So this is someone's blood. It's not coming in as... Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
So that's someone's blood who was not doing very well. It's called rouleau. And where it's sticky, the blood is sticky, and it's not getting the proper nutrients. So I did a healing on them after we had their blood checked. And this is what their blood looked like afterwards.
So different.
Yeah. So this is what normal red blood cells should look like. I want to preface that is that I am not a licensed mental health counselor. I'm not a medical professional. All of my information is anecdotal. So I just want people, and I can't guarantee anything.
I get it. It's the same with what I do.
Right.
You know, people ask me medical questions. I'm like, well, that's a question for your vet.
Yeah. Right. So from the standpoint of stress relief and helping, you know, get some relief around it. I know that there are animals who have gotten side effects from vaccines, and
yes,
that's a lot of the work that I've been able to do is help them with that or some any emotional issues they may be having. But Michelle is really fantastic because she has actual conversations with them.
Yeah, I know another animal communicator. I wasn't really a believer in it until I met her, but I would love to check out Michelle and have her on the show too.
Yeah, she would be great. I told you before we started recording the story about I ended up rescuing a 10-year-old. By the way, if you can rescue seniors, you are doing the greatest thing.
That's my heart.
I'm telling you, I had always had, you know, raising my children, I had boxers and English Mastiffs and Boston Terriers. They were mostly all purebred, got them as puppies. And something came to me that I needed this dog to have. I just lost my 16-year-old pug mix. And I was like, I'm done. No more animals. And
we always say that because it's so hard to lose them.
I know. And we used to call her my cat dog because my cat that I had, the one that I mentioned that wrapped himself around my neck.
Yeah.
When Tulip came into my life, she had more cat personality than dog. And a friend of mine looked at her and she said, she's a reincarnation of your cat.
Wow. I believe in that too. I do.
So I can't guarantee you that either. But so this dog, Lily, she was 10 years old. She was used as a breeder. And at 10, she couldn't have puppies anymore. And they basically threw her out on the street and shot her with a BB gun.
I just don't understand this, especially somebody who's breeding and who's bringing new puppies into the world. How can they treat an animal or any living being like that?
So this is the story that Michelle told me, because the animal control found her and they brought her into, and it was a high kill shelter. And no, who wants to adopt a 10-year-old dog? So she was slated for euthanasia. And my friend who rescues dog for the love of dogs, Vermont, Carol Moore, saw a video of her.
I've heard her.
Crying. And so she's like, I want that dog. And they brought her up and I had just lost mine. And she's like, could you foster her for me?
Mm.
And I was done as soon as I saw her. But she was a pity lab mix. And I asked Michelle to give me a background on the dog to make sure I did the right thing for her. And she told me the story about the BB in her hip. But there was no scar. There was nothing there. I didn't know. I had brought her into the vet to be checked. And they did an x-ray because she was like limping a little bit. And the vet goes, oh, there's a BB in her hip.
So that just verified the story.
It. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And Michelle has done some other things. You know, we worked together. But as I mentioned, Lily got bitten by a tick or a spider. We weren't sure, but she was like a rag doll and couldn't stand up on her own. And we had her on antibiotics. Nothing was helping. And she communicated with Lily. And Lily told her the three homeopathic remedies that she needed. I happened to have them upstairs. I gave it to her. And 10 minutes later, she stood up off the couch and was standing.
That's amazing. I truly believe in homeopathic medication.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better than modern medicine.
Yeah. So Michelle will call me in and say, this cat or this dog has requested you to do a healing. So I said, you know, bring everyone in. I'll have the owner. Or they say animals don't like to be called, be owned by anyone. They're companions. But their keeper, whatever, their caretakers will come in and I'll do it for all of them. And it's really a neat experience to get the feedback of hearing, well, my cat seems to be doing better or my dog is doing better. That's really a beautiful thing.
I need somebody to come here and talk to all 16 of my kitties. We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to talk more about all of this and also about the movie that you've got coming.
Yes.
So we'll be right back.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back again with 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Rita Reimer, certified cat behavior trainer. And again, we're here with Lisa Schermerhorn.
We got it.
Yay, I said it right. And I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about how healing and healing ourselves benefits our pets, our cats, and our dogs.
Absolutely, because our cats and dogs will take on what we have.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that happen.
And energetically and spiritually, it's a contract. So animals will sacrifice themselves.
I noticed when I think back on the first couple of cats I had after my divorce, now I was a wreck then, even though I wanted the divorce. And those cats really kind of took on their persona, and they were a little more jittery than the cats I adopted later,
right,
when I was in a calmer space in my life.
Yeah, that's totally. So as you heal, it helps shift them. And I'm always curious because I know a lot of dog behavioralists, but cats are a whole nother breed unto themselves.
They are. They really are. Even in medication, because I remember a veterinarian telling me, you know, you learn about this in school, you know, and then it'll say, this is true of all animals except cats. They're so unique.
Well, because they have their own distinct personality, and depending on the cats, I started doing something called Trusted House Sitters, and it's a website that's all around the world, and you can watch people's animals, their cats, their dogs, and people have farms that if they want to go away, and you're vetted, like I had to go through a whole thing where they did a background check on me, they do a background check on the people, but I had gone to Puerto Vallarta for a week with a friend who had a timeshare, and I was sharing that information with another friend, and she said she had sold her house, sold everything. And she said, ask me, if I find some house sits in Mexico, will you stay? And so I said yes. And 3 months later, I was still in Mexico taking care of mostly senior cats, but it was so much fun to be around cats again. And what's great about being a cat sitter is because they're so self-entertaining, you don't have to keep walking them and taking care of them. So if you go to another country, you can go sightseeing and be back as long as they're fed and watered and if they need medication. But yeah, they're very self-sufficient.
They are. But they need love and all that.
Yes, they do.
I used to own a cats-only pet sitting company, and a lot of the pet sitting companies were starting to take on more of a cats-only role because you can only walk so many dogs, right?
Right. No, the cats, it was so funny. There was this one cat, Boomer, who literally wanted affection so much, and he would snuggle with you at night. And if you stopped petting him, he would...
I know if I like take their snout and just, you know,
yeah.
I still want petting. Yeah, a lot of mine do that.
And then you have other cats that want nothing to do with you at all. But yeah, so that was a really amazing experience to be able to do that. And, you know, getting to the movie, for people who are familiar with the movie The Secret, which is the law of attraction.
One of my favorites.
Right. And so this is part of the work I do, because if you have belief systems that are in your way, how are you going to attract something?
Sure.
And what I found is that I am now manifesting almost instantly in my life now. because the more I clear, the more is happening to me and the more miracles. So we have this mantra, expect miracles. And
I love that.
I started doing this forgiveness work where I was forgiving people. And 3 months later, someone who called me, who I hadn't spoken to in 14 years, said, I miss you. I want you back in my life. I noticed that things between us have changed. Nothing had changed because we hadn't spoken, but they felt it. And they shifted because I had let go.
I have a hard time with that. You know, there's somebody I need to forgive, as we talked about off the air. I don't know if I can.
But here's where you go. Something to think about. The more resentment and anger you carry, the more you lower your own frequency.
Makes sense.
They came into your life for a contract to teach you a lesson. And so I always think about this. I agreed to this. This was before I came in. We contracted for a lesson because my soul requested to have this happen. And then I thought about the fact that this person sacrificed themselves at a soul level to have this happen to me. And they took on a certain type of role in order to have this happen. Now, when I let go, doesn't mean that I have to be their friend. I just know that this person has certain issues and that they are doing the best they can with what they have. And the more I carry them, it's like walking around with a 50-pound backpack full of bullets.
That
balls,
I agree with.
Right? So when you release it, who's the one who's getting the healing? You are. Because when you
it makes sense.
Yeah, when you think about them and you find out that they actually did you a favor. They gave you a gift.
Unbeknownst to them, right?
Right. So they gave you a gift. So the more I forgave, the more magic started happening in my life because I had tried to rewrite my book in Every Belief is a Lie about our programming. And if you look at the word belief, lie is in the middle of it. As soon as I released all of this anger and resentment that I had, the title came, I sat and the book came pouring through me. The book went bestseller the first week. It was up on Amazon. I even have had other miracles where I had a friend in Canada said, let's get your book to international bestseller.
Oh,
let's get a bunch of people in Canada to buy your book. And then she called me back the next day. She said, I went to check the status of your book to see how many people would need to buy it to get it to bestseller. She said, it's already a bestseller.
Wow. That's the book I'm reading right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of books, I've been trying to write a cat behavior book for about 15 years and something keeps stopping me. So maybe when I break through all this, I'll be able to write my book.
Yeah. And so here's the book, In Every Belief is a Lie.
It's great. I've just started it a couple of days ago. I have it on my Kindle.
Yeah. And I did the audiobook too. It was my own voice.
Oh, wow.
And it was so funny because I recorded it, sent it in to be put up on audiobook. And they got back to me and said, you forgot to say the end. So I had to go back to the recording studio and recorded the end. So I was in Mexico for 3 months. So they couldn't put it up until I got back.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have thought to say that either, but
yeah, I guess it's
official. Oh, you know you're done, right?
Yeah. So part of this forgiveness group got me this part in the movie because it's called the Ho'oponopono, which is an ancient Hawaiian prayer that you do to help heal. So I would do this prayer over and over again, and all of a sudden I didn't feel the resentment and anger anymore, and I felt free. And so I was forgiving people without them even knowing I was forgiving them. They were shifting and changing. They're not perfect. I don't have to be their friend, but I'm not triggered by them anymore. I don't need to think about them anymore. So that was the gift. And once
it doesn't mean you condone what they've
done. No. It's just you realize they were doing the best they could with what they had for whatever they went through. And that's all they knew. Because I like to think that everyone is trying to do the best they can and everyone's trying to do the right thing. Their perception of the right thing. I don't really believe that. I mean, maybe there are people who are pure evil, but
I think there are.
There may be, but I like to give people the benefit of the doubt as much as I can. So I got asked to be in this movie called Zero Limits. It's all about expecting miracles and forgiveness. With Dr. Joe Vitale, who was in The Secret 20 years
Secret,
ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that movie changed my life. And so he created this movie, and it's going to be on Amazon and Apple TV, September 25th.
Okay, great. I'm going to put that on my calendar because I definitely want to watch this.
Yeah. So you can go on zerolimitsmovie.com because there's been premieres all over the country all summer long. I did one in Vermont a couple of weeks ago. It was fun. We did a red carpet.
Nice.
We had a lot of fun.
I was looking at that on your website.
Yeah, we had a blast with that.
Fun. So as you release this and improve your own and forgive people, I imagine if your negativity has been affecting your pets, as you forgive those people and become stronger, your pets will start to relax more. Is that true?
Exactly. Yes. And you'll see the changes in them because they don't need to take it on anymore because they're just pulling from it.
I know this past year they've taken on a lot from me.
They take your grief, they take your anger, but they also have your joy too.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're coming toward the end, but is there any last words of wisdom you'd like to impart?
The first thing I like to tell people is forgive. Forgive others and forgive yourself. The biggest one is self-forgiveness. And when you do that, you'll start to have a sense of peace that you never imagined that you could possibly have. And that's when the miracles start happening.
That makes complete sense. It's a very difficult thing to do, but that's why you're here.
Once you start doing it, you realize it's a lot easier than
really.
You think.
Because right now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, well, that's really going to be difficult for me. That's something I need to work on. Well, I hope you'll come back and talk to us some more. I'm definitely going to finish reading your book. I can't wait for the movie. And thank you
so much
for coming on the show. I so appreciate it from a personal perspective as well as from the perspective of my kitties.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was really fun.
It was fun. And thank you, Mark Winter, for giving me this space on Pet Life Radio. And again, please tune in next time. Remember, every day of your life is Catter Day. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.